Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Older listeners, Darren Frehill, might remember Newcastle United's collapse in the 1996 season. It wasn't as bad as it looked, actually. They only lost, they only failed to win one out of their last six games.
Yeah.
In that run-in. Shelburne.
Yes.
One out of ten.
Yes. They're in trouble.
They're in real trouble.
But still, top of the league. So it's still...
astonishingly.
Technically, in their own hands. But I think, what a game last night, first of all, Gavin. St. Patrick's Athletic beating the league leader Shelburne 3-2. And if we just dig into that scoreline and tell you what happened. So Pats actually went 2-0 up. Goals there from Joe Redmond, Brandon Kavanagh, a goal in either half. Two poor goals, to be honest, that they conceded. Not very Shelburne-like. They hit back then. Last 15 minutes, got two of their own. Absolute crackers. Rayhan Tulloch with the first one. Brilliant one from the edge of the box. And then an even better one a few minutes later, Matty Smith. So that was 2-2. But then the final act, Al-Aim Kazim, he came off the bench, scored a winner for St. Pat's, 3-2. There might have been a foul in the build-up to that. More on that a little bit later on.
He came off a very busy bench as well.
I think that might have been half the problem as well. Damien Duff getting involved in some verbals on the sideline. Not like Damien, to be honest. So it was 3-2, and then Matty Smith got sent off as well. Put his hands in the face of an opponent. Stupid, really. Got the line. So going back to your initial point, Shelburne, they continue to lead that league table, 4 points clear of Derry, but Derry have a game in hand, and Shells play Shamrock Rovers on Sunday, and their last game of the season is against Derry City. So it's still technically in their own hands, but they're just not playing well at all.
And St. Pat's under Stephen Kenny could qualify for Europe now.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? We were talking about Galway United winning league titles. They're technically in with a shout, St. Pat's. We've a great interview with Damien Duff coming up in the next hour. But first, let's hear from Stephen Kenny. And he's been doing his best to play down expectations when he spoke to Tony O'Donoghue.
That's five in a row. That's title-winning form.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, we're, you know, it's not enough games. But, yeah, listen, the players, if you said it before the weekend, that Shamrock Rovers away, Shelburne away, that you're going to take 6 points and score six goals. But we've been averaging that in all our recent games. So the players are brilliant tonight. I thought Shelburne were very good. They were excellent, you know, to come back from 2-0 to excellent goals from their point of view. They were very good. But to find it away from home, you're on the, you know, receiving end of throwing a two-goal lead away, and then you come back and get the winner. That speaks volumes for the group. It was a lot of good play. Zach down the right for Mason, brilliant, done on his left foot, and then Alamein scoring the goal. So it was a great win to win it.
And Europe must now be on the horizon, though.
I'm not sure. We still have a lot of work to do. You know, I'm not sure it is, but I think from our point of view, you just got to keep winning matches and playing with the freedom that the players are playing with. You know, Shells played well, I thought, tonight. You know, they really played well, and we did. It was an excellent game overall, and we came out the right side of it. And we must improve as well on that. You know, there's areas that we can improve, and we will continue to do so.
Stephen Kenny there, you've got me going back into the past now, Gavin, when you talk about Newcastle. Do you remember David Beckham's goal for Man United against Wimbledon from the halfway line?
Start that season, yes.
Yeah, Aidan Keane had a similar effort last night for St. Pat's inside his own half. Hit the crossbar. What a goal that would have been. More on that game later. One game in the Premier League last night. Bournemouth impressive 3-1 winners against Southampton. 9 games tonight in the Champions League. A couple of crackers in there. Celtic away to Borussia Dortmund and Arsenal and PSG. And Orji Snyman looks set to make his Leinster debut this weekend for their trip to Benetton. That game is live on RTÉ2 this Saturday along with Munster and Ospreys.